In today's news headlines, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, delivered devastating testimony Wednesday morning at a public impeachment hearing, saying in the clearest terms that there had been a quid pro quo in President Donald Trump's dealings with Ukraine. This is the critical part of Sondland's opening remarks.
As I testified previously, Mr. Giuliani's requests were a quid pro quo for arranging a White House visit for President Zelensky. Mr. Giuliani demanded that Ukraine make a public statement announcing the investigations of the 2016 election DNC server and Burisma. Mr. Giuliani was expressing the desires of the President of the United States, and we knew these investigations were important to the President. Secretary Perry, Ambassador Volker, and I worked with Mr. Rudy Giuliani on Ukraine matters at the express direction of the President of the United States.
Sondland's testimony deeply implicated the President's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
We did not want to work with Mr. Giuliani. Simply put, we were playing the hand we were dealt. We all understood that if we refused to work with Mr. Giuliani, we would lose a very important opportunity to cement relations between the United States and Ukraine. So we followed the President's orders. While the Ukrainians were in Washington at the White House, Mr. Giuliani was communicating with the Ukrainians without our knowledge. Ambassador Taylor, Ambassador Volker, and I were all surprised by this. Mr. Giuliani was communicating with the reportedly corrupt Ukrainian prosecutor Lutsenko and discussing whether a Zelensky-Trump meeting was going to happen, again without our knowledge. With this alarming news, Ambassador Taylor briefed Ulrich Brechtel, who is the counselor to Secretary of State Pompeo. And even as late as September 24th of this year, Secretary Pompeo was directing Kurt Volker to speak with Mr. Giuliani.
In his questioning of Sondland, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff asked him about Vice President Mike Pence.
What did you say to the Vice President?
I was in a briefing with several people, and I just spoke up and I said, it appears that everything is stalled until this statement gets made, something that words to that effect, and that's what I believe to be the case based on the work that the three of us had been doing, Volker, Perry, and myself. And the Vice President nodded like, you know, he heard what I said, and that was pretty much it, as I recall.
Adam Schiff also asked Sondland about Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and State Secretary Mike Pompeo, as well as other State Department staff.
And in fact, you say that other senior officials in the State Department and the Chief of Staff's office, including Mick Mulvaney, Secretary Pompeo, were aware of this quid pro quo, that in order to get the White House meeting, there were going to have to be these investigations the President wanted.
Correct.
That's Gordon Sondland, U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, testifying on Wednesday morning in what has to be the most explosive public hearing in the impeachment inquiry so far. President Trump reacted to the testimony in remarks to reporters outside the White House while he stood holding a sheaf of papers. Photographers captured two pages of clumsily written notes in large lettering that were shared across social media. Among the notes were the lines, "I keep hearing all these different ideas and theories," and "I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing." Here are some of Trump's verbal remarks.
"And I just noticed one thing, and I would say that means it's all over. What do you want from Ukraine? He asks me, screaming. What do you want from Ukraine? I keep hearing all these different ideas and theories. This is Ambassador Sondland speaking to me. Just happened. To which I turned off the television. What do you want from Ukraine? I keep hearing all these different ideas and theories. What do you want? What do you want? It was a very short and abrupt conversation that he had with me. They said he was not in a good mood. I'm always in a good mood. I don't know what that is. He just said, now he's talking about what my response. So he's going, what do you want? What do you want? I hear all these theories. What do you want, right? And now, here's my response that he gave, just gave. Ready? You have the cameras rolling? I want nothing. That's what I want from Ukraine. That's what I said. I want nothing. I said it twice. So he goes, he asked me the question, what do you want? I keep hearing all these things. What do you want? He finally gets me. I don't know him very well. I have not spoken to him much. This is not a man I know well. Seems like a nice guy, though. But I don't know him well. He was with other candidates. He actually supported other candidates. Not me. Came in late.
That's President Trump on Wednesday morning speaking to reporters about the devastating testimony that his ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, was delivering in front of Congress. Although Trump says he didn't know Sondland very well, just a few weeks ago, when Sondland appeared to be backing him, Trump tweeted, "I would love to send Ambassador Sondland, a really good man and great American, to testify." Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence's office has issued a statement denying Sondland's claim that he was informed about pressuring Ukraine to announce investigations into the Bidens. The White House has prohibited a number of other witnesses from testifying in public or private to Congress in the impeachment inquiry. Two witnesses in particular, who have been subpoenaed by the House, have asked the courts to determine whose directive they should follow. In the case of former White House counsel Don McGahn, a federal judge has just announced that she would be making a ruling no later than Monday on the issue. We'll be bringing you in-depth analysis of testimonies from Sondland and other witnesses to come. In other news, CBS has uncovered another potentially explosive story regarding the Trump administration and the Republican Party. A billionaire donor to the party, based in San Diego, California, named Doug Manchester, has been angling for a position as U.S. ambassador to the Bahamas. Manchester had donated $1 million to Trump's inauguration fund, and after years of his nomination for the ambassadorship stalling in the Senate, the Republican National Committee requested a $500,000 donation from him. Manchester said he could not technically do it, but directed his wife to make a $100,000 donation and said that his family would respond once his confirmation vote passed out of committee. Manchester denies that his documented actions amounted to a bribe for the ambassador position. In international news, Bolivia's exiled leader Evo Morales has denounced military-led violence in his home country and has accused the U.S. of being involved. Morales tweeted that the newly installed dictatorship have caused 6 deaths of fellow brothers in a coordinated operation with the U.S. Morales, in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, offered a way out of the political morass in Bolivia, saying that he would refrain from running in a future election if he was allowed to complete his current term and coordinate new elections with the opposition political forces. And that does it for our news headlines today.